Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall. We're back with Colin in just a moment.
Attention, farmers and ranchers. Have you ever stopped to consider, God forbid, you or someone you love receiving a crippling injury or worse from working with cattle? It's definitely something to think about, and there are ways of staying safe when handling cattle. The Cattle Flow Box is designed with efficiency and safety in mind. Low-stress cattle management products by Gobod Pipe and Steel are made to improve feed intake, help with detection of diseases, reduce lameness cases, improve product quality and food safety, less carcass loss through bruising and injury, less use of, and much better response to vaccines and antibiotics. Last but not least, it's made safer for you and your handlers. Takes less time, and the cattle are much easier to handle. Gobot Pipe and Steel's Flow Box and Cattle Alley are the perfect low-stress cattle management systems. In addition, all Gobot sales personnel are becoming animal care handling certified. Gobot Pipe and Steel is committed to developing equipment for low-stress cattle management. See their inventory today at GobotPipe.com.
Talking with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Colin, we're just past the 100-day mile marker for the Trump presidency. We knew big changes were coming in a lot of different areas, and that's happened. Your overall thoughts, first of all, on what this means for the cattle business?
Overall, we're optimistic at what we're seeing across the board. Everything from the rollback of Waters United States to several of the executive orders that have been signed over at the Department of Interior to make sure that grazing remains a focus, to the tax reform package that was submitted by the president last week. All of these are very pro-agriculture, pro-cattle business. So we are excited that finally we have an administration that we can work with to hopefully make life a little bit better for cattle producers.
You mentioned WOTUS. Actually, the process of trying to roll back WOTUS preceded Scott Pruitt being administrator of EPA as far as being sworn in to that particular job. He's continuing that process. How do you see the rollback of WOTUS, maybe redoing WOTUS? How does it play out?
Well, you bring up a good point, and that's to remind everybody that this is not the end of the discussion on WOTUS. We still have to go through the Administrative Procedures Act and all the steps that are required to stop the current proposal. But we also have to remember that the question of where jurisdiction begins and ends is still out there. So there has to be something that replaces it. We don't know what that's going to be called. WOTUS is definitely a bad name for it. But the issue of who has jurisdiction has to be solved. So that will be the next step, is to put together all the land managing groups, all the landowners, all the people that have been involved in this process to come up with a way, a better way, to distinguish or delineate those jurisdictional boundaries in order to make sure that we finally have an answer to the Supreme Court's question of jurisdiction. So that is an important part here, and something we have to remind everybody is that this fight is far from being over.
I guess what part of that is what a water is, what a navigable water is.
That is the question. What is a navigable water, and where does the federal government have jurisdiction? That has to be answered in this process. WOTUS went too far. We need to make sure that we take full advantage of a friendly administrator to get it to the point where we can answer that question, but not infringe in the rights of not only cattle producers, but all landowners and land users.
Beyond WOTUS, EPA, quite a difference between Gina McCarty and Oklahoma's Scott Pruitt in that administrator chair.
I think the best example of that is the NCBA legislative conference that we hosted here at the end of March, where the administrator came and spoke to our members, these cattle producers from across the country, and he received two standing ovations for his comments. That is unheard of under any administration, but especially under the previous administration. But it shows that his comments about wanting to work with us, that we don't have to fear EPA anymore, that he wants to return a little common sense and science to the discussion, really resonated with cattle producers. So we're excited about actually working together with the EPA to protect the environment. And that's the one thing that people need to keep in mind, is we're all for protecting the environment. We just have to do it in a smart way.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.